This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There is going to be a theme to much of the rest of the program today, and it goes like this. Be careful what you wish for when you start dabbling in the global economy. Cautionary tale number one comes to us from the President of the United States, who is home, on his way home, rather, after 12 days in Asia. Trade was a big chunk of his itinerary, and he is not happy with the status quo, as we all know. The United States has to be treated fairly and in a reciprocal fashion, he tweeted today. The massive trade deficits must go down quickly! Exclamation point. Now, it has to be said that most economists disagree with the president on whether the current U.S. trade deficits are the problem he believes them to be. But let's play along here for a second and imagine what would happen if the president could reduce America's trade deficit quickly! Exclamation point. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
Technically, it's easy to reduce the trade deficit.
Yes, there's a time-honored method of doing that, and that's to drive the economy into recession.
Edward Alden is with the Council on Foreign Relations. The U.S. trade deficit fell by half during the Great Recession because we stopped buying as many imports because we were in recession. The things that affect trade deficits, they're big things. Recessions, the strength of the dollar, not trade agreements.
There are no cases I can think of where the renegotiation of trade rules had any significant impact on trade deficits.
So to bring down the trade deficit quickly, you'd have to change big things in the economy. We could, for example, push the dollar lower to make our exports cheaper.
Unfortunately, what that would do is also begin to lead to inflation.
Doug Irwin teaches economics at Dartmouth.
There's always trade-offs.
Mary Lovely teaches economics at Syracuse. She says another big economic change that could reduce the trade deficit is
a very large tax increase.
Strange as it may sound, raising taxes would lower government borrowing from abroad, which technically drives the trade deficit. Raising taxes is obviously a no-no for Trump. So is inflation, so is recession.
However, the Trump administration tried to achieve the goal of reducing the overall trade deficit quickly. It would come into conflict with other very important Trump administration objectives.
The safest, most beneficial way to lower the U.S. trade deficit? Help other countries prosper economically so they buy more U.S. stuff. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.